Welcome to Story Talking, episode 56. My name is Laksh. I started Launchora and I host this podcast where I talk to a new storyteller every week. This week, we're going for another solo sesh, mostly because the person I had scheduled for this week, we just had to cancel it. Not cancel it last minute. We had to postpone it to a couple weeks later, so whoever that person was, you will definitely be hearing from them on this episode, on this podcast, in a couple of weeks. So, because of when that got rescheduled to and the timing of it all and my schedule, we just couldn't fit in another episode this week, another guest this week. So that's fine because I do have some things. I'm going to try to keep this one, you know, to a tight 10 minutes. I'm trying to see if I can do a 10-minute podcast with myself, or am I so, you know, sometimes full of myself that I think even I need more than 15 minutes or something? No. We're going to see if we can do 10 minutes, and I just put in 10% of that time just talking about it. All right, let's get back on track. Today, we're going to talk about a couple things. First of all, we're going to talk about, well, what happened this week with the listen and the guide that I put out. And after that, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this incident that happened that actually would perfectly fit under the idea of story talking. And I'll get to that after, hopefully in the next 3-4 minutes. So, yeah. We are doing a new format, a new experiment or a new idea with Listen, where we are having people, anyone, submit Listen stories. You don't have to be a member of our program. If you don't know what our program is, that's technically how you're listening to this. Launchora Storytellers program is an aspect of Launchora, which is kind of like, you know, so Launchora is free, but then we have some premium features so that we're able to sustain the platform, of course, and also create content that specifically benefits people who are looking to become better storytellers, whatever your background is. So with Listen, it's always been an interesting experiment because it is audio stories. And what we've seen is that people hesitate to share audio stories more than written stories because a lot of people are unsure about whether they're going to sound good or not. They think they're not going to, so they hesitate and all that. So to reset that hesitation and to pretty much, you know, show people that anyone can participate and anyone can share a story using their voice, it isn't something just meant for people who I guess people think have good voices. What is the definition of a good voice in the first place, right? Anyway, so for a couple weeks, I think, we're letting anyone submit Listen stories, and we're going to see how that goes, and if that leads to more people being more open and free with sharing their audio stories. So over the next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing from stories from different people of all backgrounds. Oh, I had to... Okay, you're not going to notice this because I'm going to cut it out, but I had to pause because while I was recording this, I don't know how my computer thought I said the word, but you know that word did you say to your phone or your laptop if you have an Apple product and it's a... can't even say the word because it's going to start talking to me again. Anyway, why we're already like 4 minutes in. So I'm really going to be bad at this 10-minute podcast. Clearly, that is what is happening right now. Okay, yeah. My computer was talking to me. That's why I had to pause. And it would pause my recording and it would think I was talking to it. Yeah, technology is weird. I mean, it's supposed to make things easier, but clearly it's not meant for people recording podcasts. Anyway. So, yeah, Listen's going to be fun over the next few weeks. We're going to be trying out featuring new, more people from the platform, and let's see where that goes, right? Okay. The guide this week is something that actually is very special to me. Last week, I did a workshop here in New Delhi called How Storytelling Can Change Your Life. And you may have seen it on our Facebook page and be mentioning it earlier. Yeah, I also apologize for having a cold again. If you've been listening to Story Talking since the beginning, you know that a lot of these episodes is just me having a cold, because that's what happens most of the year for me. But definitely when the winter months start showing up, I get a cold every day. So yeah, I mean, don't feel sorry for me. It's just the way it is. So yeah, this week's guide came out of a workshop that I did, where it was a portion of, like, it was a small part of the workshop, but where I talk about how the stories we tell ourselves are really complex, and they actually inform how we view ourselves, the past us, the present us, and the future us. And that's something that I've thought a lot about. I have explored a lot of storytelling, and a lot of my stories come from an exploration of my past, and then I fictionalize it. But what I really wanted to talk about was, in a nonfiction way, how do we create a personality? How do we create a way of understanding who we used to be? And because when you're doing something, you don't know if it's good or bad. You're just doing it because you're in the present. But when you've had some time, and some time has passed, you can look back at what you did, and you can figure out whether that was good for you or bad for you. And so you can only do that in the form of stories, because you have to put context to information, which is what I talk about. That storytelling is delivering information with context to trigger an emotional response. So whenever you find yourself, you know, awake at night, talking to yourself or thinking to yourself about where you've come from and who you've been and where you want to be, that's what the guide was about. So I would, if you haven't yet, I would suggest that you check it out. I don't want to just do an audio version of the guide here, although that doesn't sound that bad, because, you know, some people some people listen to this when they're commuting, so you may not be able to read something, but you can listen to it. So yeah, that's what the guide was about. And the real thing that was at the core of the guide was this message about how do you figure out who you are. And I gave two formulas for that. I created a formula because I find it fun to formulate things. The first formula is, who you are is who you were minus who you aren't anymore plus who you're going to be. So who you are is everything you've ever been, aggregate it all together, then subtract all the parts of yourself that you do not want to continue anymore, the stories that you want to let go of, the person that you want to let go of, the habits, the flaws, the anything that you want to let go of. You don't want to be seen as that person anymore. That's what you put in the second box. And the final box is wherever you're going, who you want to be. So that's the definition I created for who you are. And the second way of defining it is a fact and a purpose. You tell someone, this is who I am right now, and this is where I'm going. So yeah, hope you guys saw that. Finally, let me tell you, we're over 9 minutes, so I'm bad at this. So I want to spend the next few minutes, and this is the final part of this podcast, I promise. I have often talked about my writing process, and I've always, you know, Steve Jobs said this thing that I've been thinking about. He said that creativity is just connecting things. He said that if you ask a creative person how do they do something, they maybe may not even be able to tell you the answer, because they don't know themselves. All they did was see something, two things, and then they made a connection, and that's where that idea came from. So I had a moment like that, where this is something that I've mentioned before about how I come up with the stories I come up with. they usually just, they don't come out of like me sitting down and being like, what should I write about? That never happens. What really ends up happening is that something comes to me and then I want to explore that idea. But I don't force myself to explore that idea. I just think about, okay, does this sound like fun? Okay, let's put that on a shelf somewhere and we'll get to it when we get to it. So about, I think the last story I published was August or something, I think. Memory that will never be. Yeah. So in September, probably around my birthday, which you guys may remember because I think I did a podcast about, you know, a recapping some of that. So I was probably around my birthday, I was talking to myself and I was thinking, oh, what should be, I don't think I was even asking myself what should be the next story I write. All I remember is that what happened was I said to myself out loud, I think my next character, like the protagonist of my next story, is going to be a chef. And I think this came out of because I usually don't think of characters as people who have, you know, that's their, like what they do. But a memory that will never be was a rock star. And I thought, okay, what other forms of creativity are there? What other applications? And I think that eventually led me to, if I had to make up a character and define them by a certain thing that they do, that they're known for, that the world appreciates them for, what would that be? And I realized, and then it came to me that, oh, I should make this, I should have a chef. And I didn't think about it more than that. This was probably a couple of weeks ago. And that's it. That's all I told myself. I think it's going to be a chef. And I didn't explore the idea. I didn't think about why I wanted to write this. I had no idea what the story was going to be about. Cut to yesterday. Yesterday, I was driving back home, actually thinking about what I'm going to do about the podcast, which, you know, is the result of what we're doing right now. And something came to me in the form of a, you know, I don't know if it's going to make sense the way I describe it right now, but sometimes you have happy, I mean, maybe because I was in a car, I'll make a joke about it, but it's like sometimes your mind connects things in like a happy collision. And I was thinking about something, I don't know how, I was thinking about something about the idea of how people create love in their lives. And I mean that as literally mean that word for word. We create love. It doesn't just show up. We allow it to happen, which means we are part of the creation process. It isn't some omnipresent entity that just takes over us. At least that's not something that's been scientifically proven. So I was thinking about that, and then I thought about that, I was in traffic, so it was like, you know, a few minutes. And then I immediately realized that that's what chefs do. They create food, and they create items of different cuisines. And I started thinking about how does it feel to someone who has tasted every cuisine possible. Because a lot of chefs, you know, they have to know all the flavors out there to know how to make a new thing or to even recreate a new thing. And I was just thinking about how would someone feel if they've never tried something and they tried for the first time. Let's say you've never had Mexican food or Chinese food or Japanese food and you tried and you think you know everything about food by then. Because you've lived for, you know, 20-something years. And then you try something new and you're conflicted. Because first of all, you had no idea this taste existed. And second of all, do you then rate that thing against everything you've ever tasted? So I was thinking about this. And coincidentally, in that same second, I was like, wait, is this what my next story is about? Is it about a chef who... And I use the metaphor of cooking and food to talk about how people create love and how people experience love and how people have tastes for different things. And what happens when you completely accepted that this is the kind of food that I like, and then you're introduced to a new cuisine. So, yeah, that's what happened yesterday. And I can't tell you anything else about... I'm not holding anything back from you right now. This is me literally story talking. I'm telling you about a story that I'm going to write. I have no idea what it's going to be about. I mean, I know that it's going to have a chef in it. And I know it's going to deal with some aspects of what how the parallels between what a chef does and how people deal with romantic love. And yeah, that's it. I have no other characters. I have no plot. I have no location. I have no age. I have nothing. But all I have is this thing in my head that says, yep, that's where you're going. And here's the thing that I actually wanted to share this for. If this has ever happened to you, please let it happen. Just, if something comes to you, don't pressurize yourself for it not being formed or good or totally figured out. Everything is going to take time. Nothing is supposed to be done before it's done. So I'm going to run with this. I have no idea when I'm going to do it. I don't know how much longer I'm going to let life catch up to the story that I'm going to write next. But it's going to be an interesting journey. And what I'll try to do is that if I make any progress on the story over the coming weeks, I will make sure that I bring it up a little bit. Maybe in the intros for this, for the other guests. Although I don't know how much you would appreciate that if you specifically came to listen to that guest. But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about with this episode. So this is a story in progress. You're seeing the inception of the idea, and we're gonna hopefully see where it goes. I've never tried that. I've never talked about writing something while like so early. I usually talk about writing something after I'm done writing. That's where those guides come out of that I write after I'm done with the story. But yeah, this is going to be a little different because I'm probably going to make a lot of decisions that I'm not going to choose to work on. Yeah. Well, here we are. Almost 8 minutes over time on a 10-minute podcast. I'm already at minute 18. All right. Thank you guys for listening to me ramble on about something that doesn't exist yet. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week with a guest that I can't tell you yet. I wanted to do that initially, but I like keeping it a week-to-week surprise so that in case we're not able to make the schedule, that, you know, I don't disappoint you. So, but yeah, definitely we'll be back with a new guest next week. Until then, have a wonderful day.